Ignatius manipulated and concentrated. At last a vision appeared, the familiar figure of the large and devoted collie that had been his pet when he was in high school.
Woof!
Ignatius almost heard Rex say once again.
Woof! Woof! Arf!
Rex looked so lifelike. One ear drooped. He panted. The apparition jumped over a fence and chased a stick that somehow landed in the middle of Ignatius's quilt. As the tan and white fur grew closer, Ignatius's eyes dilated, crossed, and closed, and he lay wanly back among his four pillows, hoping that he had some Kleenex in his room.
I come about that porter job you got advertised in the paper.
Yeah?
Lana Lee looked at the sunglasses.
You got any references?
A police give me a reference. He tell me I better get my eyes gainfully employed.
Jones said and shot a jet of smoke out into the empty bar.
Sorry, no police characters. Not in a business like this. I got an investment to watch.
I ain't exactly a character yet, but I can tell they gonna start that vagrant no visible means of support stuff on me. They told me.
Jones withdrew into a forming cloud.
I thought maybe the Knot of Joy like to help somebody become a member of the community, help keep a poor colored boy out of jail. I keep the picket off, give the Knot of Joy a good civil right written.
Cut out the crap.
Hey, whoa!
You got any experience as a porter?
What? Sweeping and mopping and all that nigger shit?
Watch your mouth, boy. I got a clean business.
Hell, anybody do that. Especially the color pips.
I've been looking,
Lana Lee said, becoming a grave personnel manager,
for the right boy for this job for several days.
She put her hands in the pockets of her leather overcoat and looked into the sunglasses. This was really a deal, like a present left on her doorstep. A colored guy who would get arrested for vagrancy if he didn't work. She would have a captive porter whom she could work for almost nothing. It was beautiful. Lana felt good for the first time since she had come upon those two characters messing up her bar.
The pay is $20 a week.
Hey! No wonder the rot man ain't show up.
Ooh-wee.
Say, whatever happened to the minimum wage?
You need a job, right? I need a porter. Business stinks. Take it from there.
The last person working in here must have starved to death.
You work 6 days a week from 10 to 3. If you come in regular, who knows? You might get a little raise.
Don't worry. I come in regular. Anything keep my ass away from a police for a few hours,
Jones said, blowing some smoke on Lana Lee.
Where you keep them motherfucking broom?
One thing we gotta understand is keeping our mouth clean around here.
Yes, ma'am. I sure don't want to make a bad impression in a fine place like the Knot of Joy. Whoa!
The door opened and Darlene came in wearing a satin cocktail dress and a flowered hat, flouncing her skirt gracefully as she walked.
How come you're so late?
Lana screamed at her.
I told you to be here at 1 today.
My cockatoo came down with a cold last night, Lana. It was awful. The whole night he was up coughing right in my ear.
Where do you think up excuses like that?
Well, it's true,
Darlene answered in an injured voice. She put her huge hat on the bar and climbed on a stool up into a cloud that Jones had blown.
I had to take him to the vet's this morning to get a vitamin shot. I don't want that poor bird coughing all over my furniture.
This book is continued on Disc 2.